Good morning, June 13, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's themes include federal input on addiction policy and a cluster of funding deadlines arriving on July 8th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with media coverage, Harvard's Social Impact Review highlights the cost of indifference, America's overdose crisis in Black communities. Another national health piece from Maclean's looks at whether magic mushrooms might be the new antidepressants. Elsewhere, Tucson.com reports that Arizona's new budget fails to meet a judge's order on prison health care. In Pennsylvania, Philly Voice reports that Senate Democrats rejected a bill that would have created an independent board for marijuana and hemp regulation. And on an international front, Filter reports that Brazil's notorious drug rehabs are poised to treat children as young as minors under proposed changes. That is one to watch closely, because it points to how treatment systems can expand in ways that raise rights concerns. In the social pulse, one lived experience post on LinkedIn from Megan Perry of Recovery Storytelling criticizes an HHS request for suggestions on where funding should go for responses to substance use disorder and mental illness, while saying the agency only wants examples of programs or approaches that work. A couple of innovation posts point in a different direction. On X, a Cruisin 808 shared about the operation of regional automated dispensers, or harm reduction vending machines, along with sterile syringe availability and naloxone distribution across regional outpatient networks. And on Blue Sky, Racine County Health encouraged residents to use its public health vending machines for free harm reduction supplies, including Narcan and test strips. Together, those posts suggest vending access remains a practical delivery channel, not just a pilot idea. There was also an example of opposition messaging. On X, George D. 46180690 criticized decriminalizing drug use while also providing housing, framing both as a misuse of public resources. That post is best understood as a snapshot of the kinds of public arguments harm reduction and housing efforts continue to face. Now to research. A community-level cohort study in addiction, drawing on data from the Healing Communities study in Kentucky, Massachusetts, New York, and Ohio, examined the association between naloxone distribution, buprenorphine treatment, and retention, incident high-risk opioid prescribing, and opioid overdose death. For anyone tracking implementation, this kind of multi-state community analysis can be useful because it looks at interventions together rather than one at a time. A separate preclinical review in Current Neuropharmacology looks at novel mu opioid receptor modulators as potential candidates for opioid use disorder treatment. And in Harm Reduction Journal, a study from Vancouver reports participant perspectives on a safe supply program, including impacts, satisfaction, and priorities for improvement. That kind of feedback can be especially useful when programs are trying to refine access and service design. On the policy front, HHS has issued a federal request for comment on what it calls the chronic disease of addiction. That connects directly with the earlier social post, raising concerns about how the agency is framing acceptable examples and terminology.
There's also a federal final rule titled Reducing Bureaucracy and Burden for Community Services Programs. If your work touches federally funded service delivery, this is the kind of administrative change worth reading in full. In funding, three current opportunities stand out, and all three have a deadline of July 8, 2026. HRSA's Rural Communities Opioid Response Program, or RCORE Impact, is open now. HRSA's R-Corps planning opportunity is also open now. And the Ryan White HIV/AIDS Program Part C Capacity Development Program is open as well, with the same July 8th deadline. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, in activism, the Housing Not Handcuffs campaign is inviting people to join its effort opposing anti-homeless policies. Mobilize Recovery is also promoting registration for its Operation Understanding workshop on tough conversations. If either of those actions fits your work, this is a good moment to check the registration and join details directly. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.